You're listening to SBS News.
For Jimmy Hsu, who owns two restaurants in the Northern Territory, business was booming before coronavirus restrictions gutted his business.
Having to let go staff is almost like losing a loved one. If you've been working with them, even on a part-time basis for years, they've always done the right thing. The respect is basically we run like a family. And you, when you have to let go, it's very, sorry.
Mr. Hsu had to let go of a majority of his staff and only has 9 permanent employees across his Darwin and Alice Springs businesses. He says these weren't the only changes he had to make during the pandemic.
Given all the restrictions, we had to shut it down. It was so unusual. Lights, no tableware, and it's like we're either reopening for the first time or we're gone out of business. It is that eerie feeling. For the first couple of days, we were all stunned. So what we had to do is rethink the whole model, and we were then allowed to do the takeaways. We did takeaway in the previous, while we were running normally, but this time we had to focus more on that. So we are thinking about deliveries, online ordering systems, and me personally doing the deliveries as well.
With coronavirus restrictions beginning to ease, Mr. Hsu has been able to resume normal hours, but says revenue has taken a hit.
Well, we dropped down by 60%. There's a little bit going up and down, but then the trend is going to be 40%. And that's going to be hard to survive once JobKeeper stops.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics' most recent labour force commentary, unemployment figures show the Northern Territory had one of the largest increases, up 1.8 points to 7.4%. This is higher than the most recent national figure, which rose from 0.7 points to 7.1%. Charities in the Northern Territory have been at the forefront of the impact, fielding an increase in the demand for assistance and a surge of new clientele.
Yeah, well, we've seen a reversal of people coming in to us. We've seen a lot of new customers and a lot of new clients who have never accessed emergency relief before. They're mostly coming from people who have previously had 2 jobs, and then now suddenly they've been reduced to 1 or even none. And so then they don't know, some of them don't know the process of how to go about applying for Centrelink, and never had to access emergency relief or charity organisations before.
Justin Wilson works at the Emergency Relief Centre at St Vincent de Paul in Alice Springs and says it's been a stressful time for many visiting the centre for the first time.
It's mostly that, you know, people are under a lot of stress, especially financially. People who are running out of food, there were a lot of payments. They got their mortgages, they got car payments. Those still things have to be kept up. They've got power bills, all of those things that they previously had. But now they've reduced their income to half or less than half.
And while many have managed to keep a roof over their heads, some have been forced into homelessness.
Yeah, we did see a big spike in people sleeping rough, sleeping in cars, sleeping in vans, that kind of thing. So people didn't really have anywhere to go at all.
John McBride works for Central Australia Affordable Housing. He says pressure on housing was ubiquitous before COVID-19.
Well, the housing situation in Alice Springs in the Central Desert is pretty bad. Homelessness here is 17 times the national average. And the current wait list for public housing, so social housing, is about 4 to 6 years. So pre-COVID, the situation of housing is quite severe, and we have a severe lack of social and affordable housing here in the centre.
But he adds the worst is yet to come.
At the moment, as a housing provider, I know that some of the frontline homelessness services have seen a bigger increase in the amount of clients. As a housing provider, we haven't seen that bigger increase, but I think that's primarily because of the JobKeeper payment and the JobSeeker payment. What I have concerns about is that once that finishes in September, what sort of impact that will have on the housing sector.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Anita Bolle, SBS News.